Sharks in the ocean are fearsome, even deadly, but they have a strange allure for us as well. You can capture some of that allure in your freshwater tank by adding a red-tailed, bala, or other small, and yes, even sweet, shark. A freshwater aquarium shark isn't a great white or a hammerhead or a sand shark. It's not even a land shark. According to Natasha, the shark specialist at Petco in Normal, they're not even sharks at all. They're a kind of catfish, but they do bear a good resemblance to their ocean-going cousins.
The red-tailed shark looks like a shark, but it's more like a type of a catfish bottom feeder than an actual shark. It's not really, you know, a predator that's going to go hunt out. It's more of a scavenger.
So there's nothing to fear to have a freshwater shark?
No, not at all. They're really cute and sweet.
Let's talk about their temperament. Are they territorial at all?
They can be territorial to other shark species. So like other fish that have a similar body type they'd not get along with. And they can be pretty territorial in a small tank with other fish. Especially if there's not enough food, they can start bullying other fish to protect their food territory. But as long as you have plenty of space, plenty of areas for them to all swim around in, and you keep everybody well fed, everybody gets along fine.
So nobody gets eaten?
Yeah, pretty much.
Are they long-lived fish?
They can be pretty long-lived. I have an albino red-tail shark that I've had for 4 years now, and he's lived through 2 tank breaks, so he's a little trooper. I mean, a lot of it does come with water chemistry and quality. If your water's off, obviously your fish aren't going to live as long and do as well, but I mean, if you take care of them properly, they can live for up to 5 years.
What kind of different colors can we get when it comes to a shark?
There's black, white, there's gray, silver. Some have like tinges of blues in them. There's brown colors. A lot of different colors are out there. Reds too, obviously.
Where do they come from?
Kind of all over Asia, Africa, and then like some are like from rivers and streams and stuff like that. It really depends on what species, but they're kind of all over the place.
How big do sharks get? Do you have to frequently change a tank and go up in size in tank to accommodate a shark?
You do. Like when I first got my shark, he was only about 2 inches long, but now he's 4.5 inches long and he's pretty big. So we had to upgrade him from an 8 gallon when she started into now he's in a 29 gallon aquarium. So he has plenty of room to cruise around the bottom and eat everything.
What's the biggest that they can get?
Red-tailed sharks only get about 4 to 5 inches, but like bala sharks, they get a foot long each. So they need a pretty big tank because, I mean, that's 12 inches of fish right there. The really big thing is that they seem like a small shark at first when you first get them, but they get pretty big and they need a lot of space. Most people think like, you know, you can put them in a 10-gallon aquarium and you can, but with only 2 other fish. So definitely you want at least a, you know, 20, 29-gallon aquarium, room for them to move. A lot of plant life, nothing, you know, too barren because they are scavengers and also they are a shy fish when first added and you don't want to stress them out. So you want to have lots of cover and lots of space for them. Another thing is that I like to tell people is that they should be you know, closer to the last fish you add, simply because if you put in new fish after them, they can be pretty, you know, picky on those fish because they're newcomers to the tank and they don't want to feel like their territory is encroached on. So I recommend you add them last, or you do a big project of moving around all the decorations in your tank when you add new fish in after them.
What's the difficulty of care with this particular fish?
They're pretty moderate, easy care. The most difficult thing is that making sure they get enough to eat because most people don't see sharks eating because they are scavengers. There are some exceptions. The bala shark is pretty simple to eat. You put food in there, he'll go for it. The red-tailed shark usually scavenges from the bottom, so you want to make sure he's getting all the food he needs. Other things are is that they are pretty sensitive to pH and nitrate spikes, so you have to make sure you do regular water changes and check the water quality before you do a water change because a big change in their water climate is pretty bad for them.
Well, what would we put in there that they could eat, that they could scavenge?
Brine shrimp, mysis shrimp. They love to scavenge zucchini and cucumber slices. We tied to decorations for them as well. They'll also eat pellet food, flake food, which is made from other fish, krill. Anything that touches the bottom really is fair game. You can see there's one there eating off the plant, going up and eating the algae off of it.
So can they be jumpers?
They can jump, though usually they don't jump unless there's something frightening to them. So if your hand's in the tank and moving, they might feel threatened in a corner and try to jump out, but usually they're going to swim down and away before they try to head out of the tank.
What about some fish friends for our shark? Are there good fish that are good matches for sharks in a tank?
Yeah, definitely for sharks. You want to do a fish that's going to be a bit larger, so I usually recommend mollies and platies because they get anywhere from 2 to 4 inches in length. They're a big enough fish where they're not really going to be threatened by the shark. They also graze in a different area. Sharks are bottom-range fish, and most platies and mollies are mid-range, top-range feeders, so then there's no fighting over food. So anything larger that can live with them peacefully is the best option.
What about decor in the tank? What's the type of decor we could put in there that would keep a shark happy?
lots of little cracks and crevices and caves for them to kind of hide around in. Also, lots of plant life they can move through. The more decorations, the better for them, because they like to weave and kind of hang out in little places and camp out. So definitely something that's going to branch out for them so they can weave in between the branches of it, and then, you know, little rocky cave structures they can fit in.
Tell me about the shark personality.
They're really playful and they're really, really active. I very rarely see them not moving around. They're always kind of searching for food, moving around. Mine is always at the front of the tank, right where the stream comes out, so he doesn't have to swim too much because the current does the moving for him, so he likes to hang out there and be lazy. But they're always moving, they're always an active fish, and they're really, really beautiful. As they get bigger, that, you know, dark coloration really develops more. Their scales are different in the sense it looks more like leather, so they're really beautiful.
So what's a good starter shark?
Definitely a red-tailed shark or a rainbow shark. Rainbow sharks are usually a bit more sweeter and passive, and they stay a little bit lighter in color. Red-tailed sharks, they can be a bit more aggressive as they get bigger, but it's not anything where it's going to affect a community tank. They're still going to get along peacefully with everyone as long as everyone's fed. If you do feed them regularly, they're going to start to recognize you, and when you come up to the tank, they're going to swim to the front and be like, hey, it's dinner time. I'm hungry.
Do you consider them entertaining?
I do. I really do like them just because of the way they move, the way they swim, and I love their little whiskers.
Is this a good pet for a child?
It is, especially if they want a shark. A lot of kids are drawn to the larger sharks, but they come with a lot more care and also a lot more space, while a red-tailed shark stays pretty small and isn't going to, you know, bully any other fish, and it's pretty very easy for a beginner to take care of.
Well, there's a variety known as the nurse shark. Is that one to stay away from if you're a beginner?
Definitely. Also, it's very difficult to keep those in a home aquarium, I'm sure.
They get to be how big?
I think they get to be like a couple of feet, like 5 or 6 feet. I've only ever seen them in like the huge pet store like tank aquariums that are in the ground where you have to like go up on a ladder to see into it. I've never actually seen one in a pet store like to sell. It'd be quite interesting to see.
Well, if you're some kind of a Bond villain, that would be a really good pet for you.
You might want something a little bit meaner if you're a Bond villain. I would keep that just for a pet because it's, you know, they're supposed to be very sweet and kind, and I would pet it if I could.
That's shark specialist Natasha from Petco in Normal. Freshwater sharks are affordable pets, often costing less than $15 to purchase. Of course, you have to factor in the ongoing costs of tanks, filters, food, and so forth if you purchase a shark for a pet. If you're not quite ready to take the plunge with a shark and prefer your pets on four paws, consider the Animal House Pet of the Week. It's Camellia. This 4-year-old domestic short-hair kitty is styling with a stunning tortoiseshell coat. Camellia will offer a hug in a twitch of a whisker. She likes to spend her free time snuggling on the sofa, and her favorite mode of transportation is riding around on her people's shoulders. Sweet and loving, Camellia hopes you'll choose her for a forever friend. And you can find her at the Humane Society of Central Illinois. I'm Laura Kennedy.